100 rounds at police. It happened early yesterday morning. One police officer was killed, four other officers wounded in the attack. The gunman was eventually fatally shot by members of the local SWAT team. Police say that two civilians also injured in the gunfire. Investigators now hard at work trying to determine a motive. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is hump day, and welcome to Wednesday right here in the studios of Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. Bad Bob, you are hopping around there
Yes, indeed. And I played with the microphones a little bit yesterday, so I'm adjusting, making some last minute
adjustments. Yeah. Well, no. I mean, that sounds good. We thought for a long time that our two processors, or not a long time, that we'd just blown out two processors. Then we found out that people have been touching it.
They were touching it.
They were touching it, and now we have a big sign: do not touch these processors. I don't care. You know, first of all, don't touch them. Yeah. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great plan. Hey, you know what? Getting close to Christmas. How about going into the walk-in humidor and picking out a few for your cigar-loving friends? There you go. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's it look like for weather the rest of the week?
Well, Carl, last night's rain didn't amount to a whole lot, but there were drops on the windshield. It'll be mostly. Yeah.
The only time the dog wanted to go out, I was standing out there, and it starts to rain. And I went, oh, come on. It hasn't rained in 3 weeks, and you come out here, and I'm standing here in the rain.
Well, today look for mostly sunny skies. A high of only 52 degrees, overnight low in the 30s. Sunny tomorrow, almost 60 degrees. And all the way through Christmas Day, sunny days and clear nights. Monday night, though, we do see a chance of a return of showers. Right now at Reading Muni, it is 36 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Really good people. Hey, on the phone, we have with us the ambassador, I guess that's the word, the brand ambassador and chief strategist. His name is Barry Rothbard. We call him Bard. I say we call him. I don't know Barry, but good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine. Now, you are you are deeply involved in the marijuana industry. Is that correct?
Deeply involved. Yes, that is correct.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into that.
Well, I was a sports writer, and then I got high, essentially. No, I moved to California 6.5 years ago. I've been a journalist, you know, pretty much my whole adult life, writer. I was covering sports, and I figured it's a big field in sports. It's a little smaller field to start writing about cannabis. So I went out to California about 6.5 years ago, and I found a job opening on Craigslist for a company called Weedmaps.com. Now, I'm sure you've heard of Weedmaps.
No, I haven't, but it doesn't mean that, you know, 1,000 other people out there listening to us right now, I haven't.
Yeah, well, Weedmaps is like a Yelp for marijuana dispensaries, and I started, you know, creating cannabis content for them and a site called marijuana.com.
Okay.
You know, I worked at them for 5 or 6 years. I've probably written about 3,000 to 5,000 blogs about cannabis. I need to really check in the last 5 years. You know, I started in California covering the Los Angeles medical scene and Orange County and SoCal and, you know, doing my thing out there. And now I've been in Denver, Colorado, doing it for 4.5 years.
Well, Bart, did you see it coming? I mean, is that one of the reasons that you made the change? You saw, you know, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I mean, I was a 23-year-old kid out of college in, you know, New Jersey and New York, and, you know, I read the news and saw what was happening in California, and, you know, obviously medicals existed for a while, but, you know, I kind of moved to California with an eye on what's happening now, happening 6.5 years ago, and just decided to get into it, and I kind of view it as a graduate school type thing for me the last 6 years, and now, you know, now I can use that degree.
Well, how big do you think the industry is going to be in California? I know that Colorado is, at first it overwhelmed them. Didn't they even run out of cannabis
product? Yeah, I mean, there's so many factors that I don't, you know, they're rolling it out pretty slowly based on what I see, and every city in California is different from Los Angeles to San Diego to Sacramento. I know some cities have moratoriums, some cities are, you know, adapting rec laws on the first and letting rec sales begin. I don't see supply issues in California happening unless they don't let certain medical flower become rec flower. I mean, there's always an abundance of product in California. You guys never have that problem. Now in Colorado, the problem was none of our medical dispensaries were rec. There were 6 recreational dispensaries on January 1st. I do not know how many quote-unquote recreational dispensaries are open in California on that day, but I imagine the lines and the hysteria will be a little different than it is in Colorado and even Vegas this year. I was there the day they went legal, and they had lines, you know, people camping out the night before, lines through midnight. California is kind of normalized already because their medical market's been, you know, so established for the last, you know, 20 years at this point, 20 plus years, and so many people have medical cards, and that still applies.
Well, we just saw that one of our local medical businesses here that sells it was just approved for selling recreational right up in the city of Shasta Lake. The city of Redding is going to probably okay it, it looks like, recreational marijuana. The county of Shasta is still disallowing it and not letting it be grown anywhere in the unincorporated areas. So that's going to be it'll be interesting. Now, the reason I got a hold of you all was I saw something that came across. You know, we get lots of emails from people that are looking at, you know, different things, like different authors. There's an inhaler that is coming out of it's called Arrow Inhale.
Arrow Inhaler, yep.
Yeah, what is that?
Yep. So now just, you know, I'm a marketing consultant for this brand and other brands in Colorado. I'm not just a writer anymore. And about a year ago, I started working with a company in Colorado based in Denver called Quest Concentrates. Quest Concentrates makes live resin, full spectrum extracts, you know, really high quality hash. If you don't know what that is, you'll see a lot of it in the news, I'm sure, coming up. And their extraction process, they divide THC and terpenes, distillate and terpenes. It's a pretty standard practice in cannabis extraction these days. And we basically, or, you know, they basically came up with a formula that, equips an inhaler with these cannabis-derived terpenes and THC distillate. And it went on sale in Colorado dispensaries in September, and it's kind of taken off. I liken it to a vaporizer, but, like, you know, when you first saw a vaporizer for the first time 6 years ago, which was exactly when I did, and it was the G-Pen, I remember. It's revolutionary. There's nothing like it, and it's really a special product.
That's what I saw. That's, you know, when I looked at it, I thought, you know, this is, it's not so much smoking marijuana, which will be huge, obviously, but it's all the derived products from it. You know, and that's what I've talked, right. And I've talked to businessmen around here. They have not been in the marijuana business or anything. They're looking at it from, you know, like another step down where you start distilling it, if you will, like you're talking about.
Yes.
And using that and using all these different things. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, that cannabis, the oil, can be used for a lot of things. It doesn't have THC in it, if I understand that right.
This product does have THC in it. We are releasing a CBD one that's more medically focused. This is a recreational product, Arrow Inhaler. And it's available in different flavors. Like, there's a Grape Ape one, a Kirkwood OG one, and those are cannabis-derived terpenes. And the cool thing about it is it doesn't get you, like, you know, you're not going to get rocked from it unless you, you know, inhale the entire inhaler in one, you know, in one sitting. You know, there's 100 puffs Each puff has 10 milligrams with 6 to 7.5 milligrams of THC distillate and the rest terpenes, depending on the dose. That's just the range. And it keeps you balanced. It's kind of like, you know, we have a cannabinoid system and it kind of balances, you know, people that consume cannabis but don't want to get extremely high.
Yeah, they just take it during the day. Just, now, let me ask you some questions here. I mean, because I know that you must write about them and what people are thinking about. The right. Government, the feds, are still calling this a class one drug. The transport of marijuana is still, if you go interstate, can still be, people can still be arrested for that. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have a legal cannabis license in Colorado, at least, you know, I mean, our dispensary, you know, I don't know if you read the news last week, but there was pretty much the biggest, shutdown of a dispensary in the history of Colorado since legalization. Not to get sidetracked, but this dispensary they were looping. The people in the dispensary were selling ounces of weed, which is the recreational legal limit for anyone to buy.
Uh-huh.
And then they were letting the same person come in or loop in and buy another ounce and another ounce and another ounce.
Okay.
And the dispensary is Sweet Leaf. And they had, you know, 10 of their, they were doing $60 million a year in revenue, one of the biggest dispensaries in Colorado. And they have 10 stores that are currently shut down completely. As for transporting cannabis, there's licenses for that. You need your badge, your MED badge out here is what it's called. If you don't have a badge and you're carrying product that's for a legal dispensary, then you're going to get that dispensary in a lot of trouble and yourself and probably lose your badge. If you're carrying, you know, pounds of weed and you don't have a manifest, which is, you know, whenever you take anything out, it's a huge pain in the ass. But whenever you are, you know, bringing weed from the inhaler or hash to a dispensary,
uh-huh.
You take out a manifest. That manifest allows us to legally transport it. If you do not have a manifest, you are breaking the law. And then, of course, there's the black market people out here, which still exist. And, you know, who knows how many pounds are in their car. And obviously,
I've heard that could be up to 25% black market still. Do you think that's right?
It's tough. It's definitely gone down. I mean, you know, it still exists. It's cheaper. cheaper to buy weed when it's not taxed.
Do you have a couple more minutes? I got to take a break here. Or do you have to run?
Yeah, I got time.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Barry Bard, Rothbard. He's kind of like a cannabis expert. He's got blogs. He's been involved in this industry for over 6 years. I want to talk to him some, you know, questions about other things that are coming up about this, like big business getting into the cannabis industry. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. But Carl Lindebaugh, Linda's on assignment this morning. I got Bad Bob here with me. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta SysQ Transport Oil, SST Oil. 50 years in the business, employee-owned business. They've got it all. Whether you're looking for fuel for heaters, they've taken over all the kerosene duties here in the whole area. Gas cards are good in 57,000 different places. There's so many things that SST Oil does for you that you just don't even recognize. Give them a call, 241-1167. Veterans get discounts at SST Oil. I'm here with Barry Rothbard, and we're talking. He is like, you know what, Barry, you're like the guru of marijuana here.
Thanks, man. A lot of people know more than me. I just, I've written a lot about it.
Yeah,
my title was editor in chief back in the day, which I'm very proud of.
Editor in what?
Editor in chief.
Oh, okay. Hey, big business. Big business getting into marijuana.
I mean, yeah.
I've heard that. Business. I've heard that in Canada. There's two or three big corporations up there.
Yeah, Aphria, Canopy.
Yeah.
Are the two big.
And the reason it came out is because they were talking about how they were going into Colorado and undercutting the market, so that they could come in and take over.
Canadian companies are? That's what you read?
I read that, yeah.
I don't know if I can speak to that, but in Colorado what's happened is, I think the cannabis came out with a report, and I'm not sure the percentage, but about 20% of the dispensaries are owned by like 5 to 7 groups, so it's conglomerated.
Okay.
The little guy gets squeezed out. One of my clients out here is a mom-and-pop shop. There are a few mom-and-pop shops, but if you don't have financial backing and the overhead is high, and because of 280E and tax difficulties we face on a daily basis, you need financial backing to exist in this industry at this point, or you need a really, really good product that people are buying.
Well, that's a big problem from what I understand. This is still an illegal drug, according to the feds. So do the banks take the money? What can they get taxed really hard? Can banks take money from pot shops?
Depends on the bank. I get checks from dispensaries from banks. Are they the big banks, Chase and Bank of America? No. But do most of my clients take credit and debit cards? Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's not as bad as you hear. Is it still, largely a cash industry? Yes. But, I can't remember the last time a client paid me in cash. And, 3 or 4 years ago, and even, last year, I was getting some cash stuff. It's real. Yeah. But to answer your question about earlier about big business and price and undercutting is, the price of pound used to be like, I don't know, for really good stuff, $16-$17 a pound, maybe even more, $18-$19 too. Flash forward to today, it's now 13, you're not getting more than $1,300 a pound in Colorado for the best wholesale cannabis. And on a lower end, there's light deprivation, which is greenhouse grown cannabis. And, I've seen people, selling that for $600-$700 a pound in the last month. So when prices are that low, margins shrink quickly.
Does the, and you've probably met this all the time too. You know, right now we're having this opiate epidemic, I guess you could call it. So many people caught up in that. You know, we're on one side, we're looking at opening up marijuana shops. On the other side, we're spending millions on trying to fight this opiate epidemic we're in the middle of. You see any, is marijuana going to help that?
Yes. I mean,
okay.
The short answer is yes. I mean, CBD, how familiar are you with CBD?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Do you know what CBD is?
No.
Cannabidiol.
Okay.
So there's two core chemical components in cannabis. One is THC, gets you high.
Uh-huh.
Everyone knows that.
Right.
Or, you know, experiences that. And then there's CBD, does not get you high. It's the non-psychoactive chemical. There's also CBN and CBG. But CBD, I like to call it the sorcerer's stone because it has magical qualities. It's what they give to kids having seizures. It's what's available in states like Minnesota and even, I think, some like, you know, South Carolina. CBD is pretty readily available. Now there's levels. It's a, you know, hemp extract. Basically, if, you know, the plant material is below extract is below 0.3% THC, it qualifies as CBD.
Uh-huh.
Above 0.3% THC in Colorado, they classify it as THC.
So this
hemp plant,
this can help
under 3%.
I think because we're running out of time, this what you're saying is this can help people with opiate problems.
Yes, for sure. I have a lot of friends in the industry who have conquered opiate addictions from CBD and cannabis and tinctures and all that stuff.
Okay. So and I've heard of other byproducts that people with cancer and, you know, kids that are having problems have used in the past.
Yeah.
Barry, thanks a lot for spending time with us today. You know, because when I saw that, I thought, here's, you know, we've been talking, you know, a lot. Of course, we talk a lot about it up here. We have a town just south or north of us that's got, you know, three medical dispensaries and is looking to go, you know, big time. They sold all the property around there. So our city is looking at, well, like maybe we're going to get into this. But there's so many other parts to it that, and I'm not sure there isn't a person up here that knows as much about it as you do for sure. And maybe we should have, you know, hire you as a consultant or something.
Well, you have my phone number. Call me up whenever. And make sure you guys check out the Arrow Inhaler. Hopefully it will be in California within the next few months in time for rec. And you can get it in, you know, if you're in Colorado or anyone listening's in Colorado, you can get it at major dispensaries out here. And, just check us out on Instagram at Arrow Inhaler.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, man. Have a good one.
You too. Well, you know what? I was just wanted to learn about the Arrow Inhaler. But this guy has been in this business and obviously knows a lot about it. And here we are talking about legalizing it here. And I'm still not sold on that. Not when we're spending all the, you know, I'm still not sold on legalizing marijuana. On the other hand, maybe we just don't, maybe it's just that this train left the station 10 years ago or something.
What you want to do in your house, your business,
yeah,
when you climb in 5,000 pounds of rolling steel, you've made it my business, period.
Alcohol or marijuana.
Exactly.
You know, and just testing for that stuff. And what happens is, you know, we have a drug-free policy here at the station, right? So what happens if you don't use it here and you smoke it at home, but it's still in your system? It's going to be tough. Not that we've ever had it here. But I, you know, when we were running the trucking company, we had those all the time for our drivers. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Shannon Phillips from the McConnell Foundation, talking about a lot of things that are going on with them. I do know that the weather this weekend is going to be great. It's 36 now. That it's going to be a lot of things happening this weekend with Christmas going on, everybody. There's going to be some strange things happening. I want you to have this number. 243-0295. That's North State Security. North State Security has people on the road all the time. They have more people on the road and in sights than the police do and the sheriff combined. Over 100 officers out there on the road. And if you're having problems with people stealing from you, you know, people around your house, how about people coming into your business? You need to call North State Security. They have a program. They have somebody there in under 10 minutes. You know, if you're seeing some things, you call them. They can be there immediately to help you out. That's North State Security, since 1968, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back.
Elsa? Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door. It's like you've gone away.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey music lovers, Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the Rhythm Sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It's Wednesday, December the 20th, 2017, which means you've got five more shopping days till Christmas. Yes, I do count. Christmas Day is a shopping day, if it has to be. 36 degrees right now, going up to 52 today and 34 tonight. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Teaches in over 30 counties. Started right here in Reading by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty. If you're looking for classes in CCW, advanced pistol, tactical rifle, this is the place to go to. Also, team building in your business. A day of shooting out there, and we have he has done that before, and people have really enjoyed themselves. And you just go out and shoot on the range, learn how to safely use a pistol, and then have a good time out there shooting at targets. Northern Firearms Instruction, check them out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. I'm here with Shannon Phillips.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We got that one, too. Hey, she is the vice president of operations over at McConnell Foundation. And you know what? You guys are very supportive of a lot of things around here. So, but we got a new year coming up. I just want to find out, has KCNR 1460 been adopted yet? are we still in the running for being adopted by the McConnell Foundation?
You are in the running.
Okay. That's all I'm looking for. Because we got April here. April, you're going to have to keep pushing on that. Okay. She's just shaking her head. Right. Hey, you do have a bunch of things going on.
We have a really exciting year ahead of us. We've been working really hard for the last few months on several projects in the downtown Reading area, and we're super excited to be ending 2017, knowing that we're going into 2018 with these projects. One is we are in escrow with the City of Reading to purchase the former police station. Two, we are working with the City of Reading and the Reading Area Bus Authority to acquire the former Bell Rooms and turn that area into a bike depot and a bike cafe. And third, we're working very closely with K2 Development, the developers who are part of the Dickers Project here in the downtown Reading area. We are submitting a grant application for an affordable housing project at the north end of the parking structure. And all three of these projects are moving forward, and we couldn't be more excited.
No, he's okay. You're okay. We're adjusting. Somebody fooled around with all of our compressors here, so we're just readjusting them. And this is the first time that we've had somebody on your microphone. So it's coming
kind of a funny way to get feedback from me.
Yeah, well, it is getting feedback from you, and that's the thing. You got to turn that one way back or something. Anyway, okay. So those are three huge projects that are going on, especially the one down here. The Knott Brothers are getting ready to put down here in the Dickerson. Dickers building, and that's going to have not only affordable housing in it, but also market price housing.
Correct.
And they've got parking underneath that, and then the one, of course, right behind us here, the old police station, which. Can you do anything with that at all? I mean, are you just going to have to bulldoze it? It's in such bad shape.
Well, our plan right now is that we will demolish the brick structure, which is the police station itself, the former police station, and we will keep the warehouse buildings. We'll use those buildings to do some activation, temporary things to get people excited about different kinds of things that can happen downtown.
Well, there's a lot of things. Then you've got the people, and right now it's just going through the study process of the taking down that parking structure.
Correct.
And there's and like I said, just at the beginning, nothing has been said yet, but people are already starting to get into the heightened, they're getting their exercise by jumping to conclusions, I think. But parking being a problem, and parking hasn't been a problem. Parking would be nice if parking was a problem around here. Because everybody was coming down here, we have to stack cars someplace because we have so many people here. But we haven't got that problem yet.
We don't have that problem yet, Carl. And we're really pleased that the City of Reading is looking at parking strategically for the downtown Reading area. They're doing some analysis about utilization of parking at peak hours, parking that's underutilized. We're looking at some creative solutions if we're successful with this grant, to be able to redirect people to new parking that's close, such as the former police station site. If we level that, we can make that available as temporary parking, as in several years, maybe up to 10 years, and as other development takes place around the community. The city and RABA have been very receptive to opening up the area that is currently vacant and underutilized that RABA owns, and the city owns a portion of that property. So it's nice to have people be able to dialogue about parking, and what it really does boil down to is this is about change, this is about opportunity. There's a significant momentum that's going on with the cultural district designation that the Arts Council received recently, with our downtown specific plan, with a city council and a new city manager and city staff. I want to put them in that category as well, that are very committed to helping us move out of a recession mentality into an opportunity mentality.
Yeah, some people are still in that bunker, and because they say, oh, no, what's going to happen? But regardless of what people say about President Trump, the economy seems to be really kicking in there, and with the stock market, but all the other things, the GDP. And we've noticed that down here in our little business, you know, how it's picking up for people. And so the fact is that we do have to get people out and have them believing in this, believing in Reading. We've got, you know, this Americana Motel was taken care of. Looks like that is going to turn out to be a pretty nice little place there for people to stay. The Thunderbird across from us, the owners went through there and cleaned it out. And now, you know, I wouldn't even mind my parents staying there at the Thunderbird. And it's right here across the street from us, downtown Reading. You've got Cleary's down here kind of, you know, with their, they're kind of like anchoring that one side there. And then moving everything now forward. I can just see this as a, you know, just great things.
Well, and we've got, you know, we've got people like Aaron and Chris Reznor, who own Dutch Brothers.
Yeah.
And we've got, you know, Theory Collaborative. And we've got some young architects who've come to town. And we've got other people who are part of the startup community who are willing to invest in being downtown and, you know, walking, shopping, eating, playing down here. All of those things are adding to that synergy and that energy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, recently we went to a conference, Council on Foundations, and one of the speakers, Matthew Dowd, he's a writer. He's written books, articles from the Texas area. And he challenged foundations. He said, as we move forward into our next big economy, there's two areas that stimulate growth. And one is housing.
Mm-hmm.
And we do feel like there's a shortage of affordable and market rate housing in our community. So that's a very valuable and viable priority for us to share. Mm-hmm. The other is, excuse me, he mentioned arts and culture in the general sense. And what his point was, we always help ourselves out of tough times by making new things and making them and having being a part of the creative process. And it feels like people are wanting to put their strengths and their skills and their passions to work downtown in making our downtown more vibrant.
I think it is. It seems like more people are, you know, are really leaning into this. I'm talking to Shannon Phillips, Vice President of Operations for the McConnell Foundation, which has got a buy-in down here.
We do have a buy-in.
I mean, you do have a buy-in. You're putting your money into this with the police station,
the bell rooms,
the old brothel. Okay, but it's called the bell rooms. And then the other things you're talking about with K2 on putting another area, putting another multi-use building up down here. You know, I see wasted space down here. I still see the empty storefronts. Not a lot, but they're still here. But I think that those will be filled up here within a year.
And it seems that I agree with you, and we agree with you at the foundation, because it seems that more and more people are coming forward to us who do own property downtown and saying that they're, you know, open-minded to having new storefronts, having nonprofits help to move into the community downtown as well, and, you know, stimulate the business and also the awareness that we have a really vibrant downtown community. We just saw a very successful Giving Tuesday when Shasta Regional Community Foundation took the lead in helping us raise over $1 million in one day.
Yeah.
Over $1 million.
1.4 or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, off the chart success for a community our size. And so there's, and the, you know, listening to business owners who have storefronts that have been empty for a period of time, they're saying, bring new ideas to us, you know, help us work with you so that we can be strategic about creating a downtown that has as many amenities as our community can support.
Sounds good. I like it. We're here with Shannon Phillips, Vice President of Operations for the McConnell Foundation. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for quality in-home, compassionate care, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. She started this business herself. She's been Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year so many times. And why? Because they provide quality care for your loved ones, whether it's short-term or long-term. Home Helpers, give her a call, 530-226-8350. And if you're out of the area, she will help you find somebody to help take care of your loved ones. We'll be right back with Shannon Phillips.
you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatment, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia and the Kia Light Up the Holiday Sales event. Get generous year-end savings on the 2018 Kia Niro, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. That LX model's EPA-rated 51 city miles per gallon. Lease one today for $249 a month, plus tax for 36 months with no security deposit. Selling price, $24,299, $19.99 cash or trade, $31.30 Kia lease cash, ID 128391. 32 Niros in stock and on the way. Check out all the great lease offers at ReadingKia.com. Get $4,000 KMF bonus cash on the 2018 Kia Optima SX. $4,000 back to you. 37 Optimas in stock and on the way. On approval to credit, must finance through KMF for Niro and Optima offer. For JD Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Subject to prior sale ends January 3rd. Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show,
We're a Little Behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi there, everybody. Merry Christmas. It's your old pal Ernie here with one of my favorite Christmas songs. Sing along. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bly. Linda's on assignment today, so it's like 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, which has a huge sale going on right now, 15 to 20%. It's their anniversary sale right now at 2225 Hilltop Drive. I got something yesterday. Oh, Linda's not listening right now. Oh, darn. It's the only full-service jewelry store in town. There's such great people down there, Rebecca and Henry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. They have a great big sale going on. They got all types of stuff, state jewelry, new stuff, emerald rings, emerald tennis bracelets, all that kind of stuff. I'm here with Shannon Phillips, who is Vice President of Operations at the McConnell Foundation, and she's going, well, just like April, well, did you get us anything? Oh, emeralds would be nice, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Emeralds look good on blonde.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought emeralds would look good everywhere.
They do.
Okay, that's what I thought. I have a great story when we have time to tell you about when the guy from the Atosha, you know, that treasure ship down in Key West. Mm-hmm. I knew some of the guys down there. And their story about emeralds, but we'll do that later. The McConnell Foundation has got so many things going on, and you were starting to tell me something that I couldn't understand because of the – I couldn't hear you. So.
Well, just while we were on break for a moment, April asked me, so is there anything else fun that the McConnell Foundation is involved in right now? And I said, oh, I have one more thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
And that is the new Sheraton Hotel. I want to take just a moment, if we can, to talk about how exciting this is for the community. It is Reading's first four-star hotel. And one of the things that's, I think, most significant is Sheraton is headquartered in New Jersey. And so when they traveled out to Reading, California, to look at this as a potential site for a four-star hotel, they saw something in Reading that sometimes I think even we don't see in ourselves. For them to go back to New Jersey and advocate that Reading is, in fact, the site they want to do their first four-star brand-new Sheraton hotel is really significant for our community. They saw the environment of the location as being, you know, top flight, five-star rather than four-star. They saw the location of being one exit off I-5 and in the center of Reading as being easy for their guests and travelers to find. And they felt that our community was receptive, whether it's the hospitals, the college, visiting businesses who are looking at our area, EDC, our arts community, our recreation community, people who come here to enjoy our great outdoors. All of those populations and constituencies made them invest in Reading. And while there were some delays in the hotel project, one of the things that's come out of the delays is that when this hotel opens in mid-January, it has current state-of-the-art furniture, design, linens, aesthetics, amenities. In our hot climate, it has a pool. It has opportunities for reunions, weddings, gatherings. It has a restaurant that's going to be open 7 days a week, three meals a day. And it's just really significant for Reading.
And the patios.
The patios.
Around the restaurant are pet friendly. So you can go for your walk. See, you didn't mention a couple other things that I think are also important. I just, because you're getting a lot of the big ones. You've got the Turtle Bay Museum. You have the Sundial Bridge. You have all of these trails that people can come and walk and run on and bike on. Miles and miles of these trails. And as they come back from that run or that walk with their puppy or, and dog or whatever they have, they can sit down outside on the patio because it's dog friendly. It's got little watering fountains for dogs. And have your breakfast or lunch or dinner right there and have your pet with you.
You're absolutely right, Carl. And someone brought something to my attention that I thought was really great. They were saying about how Turtle Bay itself and the Sundial Bridge and the River Trail has always been at least a day excursion.
Yeah.
You could come to Reading, do those things in one day, and leave and move on. What the hotel is allowing are for people to come and stay overnight. And when they stay overnight and they sit on the patio and they drink their coffee or their glass of wine with their pets or their kids, it's going to turn their direction and their light to downtown. What more does Reading have to offer over and above this fabulous Turtle Bay River Trail experience? And so the combination of having this hotel come online at the same time our community is starting to jumpstart downtown and do some really significant things is leading us to being a place that people will want to come and spend a few days because we have so much to offer.
We do. And, you know, and the people don't, I'm always amazed by people who say, oh, there's nothing to do here. Well, join our life then, because we could do something every night of the week. And in the first few years we did, and we said, you know, this is going to kill us if we keep doing this. But, you know, you have things down here. Like, I see things that's going to happen, I hope, down here. Of course, we have nice restaurants, but little bistros coming up. I'd love to see a movie theater downtown. Would that be perfect? Oh, it only has to be maybe two screens or one screen. But they have a movie theater downtown where people can come, you know, and see first-run movies. Something else to bring people that can walk down here, because we want people that they're living down here to have all these things that, so they don't want to leave down here. Little bakeries, little croissant places, all those kind of things. Understand? April, you're just looking at me. Okay. April is happily agreeing with everything I'm saying. But is this kind of the vision that you, I mean, this kind of the vision McConnell sees down here?
This is the
vision.
Just
keeps, and there's going to be trees on the corners? Because I think that's really important that on the corners we have trees.
Well, in our community with the climate that we have, mm-hmm. you know, trees, shade, green space are essential.
Yeah.
I mean, they're part of what we have to be thinking at the top of our priority list.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say, is this the vision? Yes, and so much more, because with all of this are going to come so many unexpected surprises and ideas and contributions from folks out there that we aren't even aware of yet who have something to bring to the development that's taking place in our community. And when with these things happening, it spills over into the other areas that we consider priorities of our community, and that's education. We have a huge commitment at the foundation to children, youth, and education, increasing our college-going rates, giving our college graduates something to come home to after they graduate. We have a huge commitment to people who are homeless and trying to find solutions, transitional housing, permanent housing, mental health services. All of those things complement the other fun and exciting things that we've been talking about this morning, and together it just makes our community stronger and better.
Well, you're right, because, you know, we're still in the midst of cleaning up camps with 5,000 to 6,000 pounds of garbage out there. 5,000 to 6,000 pounds. We need to get past that. We need to get past that there's people out there living that can put 5,000 to 6,000 pounds of garbage out there. Now, I'm not sure how to do that yet. I see what San Diego's doing, but it's just temporary with the tents, because of the hepatitis problems they're having. But these are all things. These are difficult things to get our arms around, because everybody in the nation, well, maybe not in North Dakota, because you freeze to death. But if, as we've come down the coast, from British Columbia, Seattle, Portland, all the way down, everybody's facing the same problem. And where it came from all of a sudden, and how do you get rid, and how do you fix it? This is not going to be something just Redding comes up with. This has got to be something, because if Redding fixes this problem, there's going to be just more people coming to Redding. Well, this has got to be something that's got to be such a overall eclectic, asymmetrical gathering of people to solve this thing. But I think we have it here in Redding.
I think your ideas for the future of Redding and your business and the growth and the opportunities that you look forward to providing. Thank you to you and Linda and Bob, who's here all the time behind the scenes doing
all
the work.
Doing all the work.
There he is.
Now he's dancing. He's dancing like Snoopy does in, the Christmas song. Well, Shannon, you know what? A lot of people don't realize, I think many people don't realize how much the McConnell Foundation does for our community. That the things that y'all are getting involved in, I mean, y'all are really pushing out now. There's times you're just kind of like, it's going along. But now you all have, you've put the oars in the water and you're rowing hard. And you're joined with other people here in these partnerships. And the whole idea is to better Redding, better the lives of everybody here, no matter who it is.
Absolutely.
And it's appreciated.
Well, thank you. And it's sure been a lot of fun.
Well, it's time for us then to say Merry Christmas to you and Happy Holidays. And are you going anywhere special? Are you just hanging around?
Staying home. Whole family's going to be here.
Well, that's great. That's super. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being on the show today. And we're going to have you back on again, I'm sure, on a regular basis. And thanks also, by the way, for the McConnell Foundation for supporting our salute to the veterans. We used, when you came in, you were the first one to do the spot, and we used yours as the, and they said, we don't know what to say. Listen to Shannon.
Oh.
So everything's kind of based on what you did.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure to participate.
Thank you. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
and community talk radio for the North State. AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's 2018, and President Trump predicts a tremendous year ahead. When asked about North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's claim to have a nuclear button on his desk, the president simply replied,
"We'll see. We'll see."
Here at home, the president forecasts the stock market will continue to rise and that companies are going to continue locating in the U.S. at a rapid clip. Mr. Trump and his family spent the holiday at their Florida estate. They're due back in Washington this evening. The president's also tweeting support this morning for the anti-government protesters in Iran. He says the Tehran government is failing at every level. At least a dozen people have reportedly been killed in demonstrations. The new year dawned bitterly cold in New York's Times Square. Just 10 degrees as a throng of revelers watched the crystal ball drop at midnight. But New York City is hardly alone when it comes to the deep freeze.
The National Weather Service had issued wind chill advisories covering a vast area from South Texas all the way to Canada and from Montana and Wyoming through New England to the northern tip of Maine. There were dangerously low temperatures in parts of Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, and Nebraska, nearly all of Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, and North Dakota. A temperature reading of 15 below zero was recorded in Omaha just before midnight. That broke a record dating back to 1884, and it didn't include the wind chill effect. I'm Shirley Smith.
A 16-year-old in New Jersey is expected to face four counts of murder after his parents, a sister, and a family friend were found shot to death in Long Branch. The boy's grandfather and a brother were in the house as well, but they were not harmed. 10 Americans have been killed in the crash of a charter aircraft in Costa Rica. There's no word yet on the cause. The plane went down shortly after takeoff. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
There has been no change in tone by the North Korean dictator as the new year begins. He's again taunting the U.S. and its allies, talking about having a nuclear button close at hand.
The North Korean leader said that the whole of the United States was now within range of his nuclear weapons. He struck a more conciliatory tone towards neighboring South Korea, noting 2018 was an important year for both countries. It'll mark the 70th anniversary of the establishment of the North Korean regime, and the South will host the Winter Olympics. Kim Jong-un said that he sincerely hoped the Winter Games would be a success and confirmed he was considering sending a delegation, something the South has long said it believes would help ease tensions on the peninsula.
That's a BBC's Sophie Long reporting. Hundreds of cars have been destroyed in a fire. It raged through a multi-story parking garage in the northern English city of Liverpool. News and analysis at townhall.com. A constitutional amendment targeting government corruption could be put before South Dakota voters later in the year.
Measure supporters say it would put the state's voters back in charge. A similar initiative was approved in 2016, but Republican lawmakers scrubbed it from state law just months later, citing constitutional concerns. If passed, Constitutional Amendment W would tighten campaign finance and lobbying restrictions. It would also create an independent ethics commission and prevent the legislature from altering or rejecting laws approved by voters without returning to the ballot. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The Trump administration wants to rewrite or kill rules on offshore oil and gas drilling. The administration contends that those rules, imposed after the deadly 2010 rig explosion and oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, pose an unnecessary burden on industry, says rolling them back will encourage more energy production. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning. Gosh, it's, you know what? It's 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You're looking for some presents? Walk in to Tobacco and Brew, the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California. They've got it all there. Great customer service, newly remodeled, and really nice people that support this community in like 1,000 different ways. They never toot their horn, so I'm out here tooting it for them, saying that if you haven't been in there, you need to do that. We're sitting here with Sheriff Tom Bosinko.
Good morning, Carl, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy. I was getting ready to send you a text the other day.
Uh-huh.
Because they had this photo of all these confiscated weapons that they took off these felons in that house, that the drug house. I don't know if you saw that.
Right, I did. I saw that.
Okay. That Winchester lever action at the top.
Yeah, I think it was a Model 94.
I think that was mine. I'm not sure. I think it was mine.
I saw that. That looked like a classic. It was had a lot of patina to it. It had been around for a while.
Yeah, I'm thinking is that I probably took it from my house.
Yeah.
I probably did. Wait a minute. I should have reported that stolen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably not mine then. But, you know, what do you do with all those?
It's up to the discretion of the department head, whether it be a chief of police or sheriff. Here in Shasta County, we do sell those, and it's once a year as required by law. Comes up usually in July. So all the illegal weapons, let's say they have a serial number ground off or they're a Saturday night special or other restrictions, those are destroyed. And then we put them up for auction, and licensed gun dealers can come in, place a bid, and then purchase those, and then they can resell them legally in their stores.
Okay. So that, you know, so that would be a member of a lot, probably, those guns.
We do.
Does anybody just kind of like go in there and get firsties at them? You know, like members of the department?
If we need a weapon, like say we use a shotgun that's a Remington 870.
Uh-huh.
If we need those and that is a viable weapon and it's safe, yes, we can use those. We've also utilized AR-15s coming out of evidence.
Okay.
That's also allowed by law. It takes a court order. And we can utilize it for training and equipment.
That lever action Winchester.
Was pretty good looking.
Might be able to use that for training.
Right.
Hey, Bob, I just skipped right over here.
The Model 94 works for Longmire. Ought to work for somebody here.
You know what? I watched the last episode of Longmire last night. You know, it's not coming back next year. But he's gotten together with Katie.
Right.
And it looks like his daughter's gotten with the deputy. I mean, yeah. Everybody ends up happy. You know, what can I say?
And speaking of happy, we have happy skies this week in Redding, although we could use a little more rain. Last night was just a teaser, and we're not going to see any more rain for at least a week. Otherwise, through this week, we'll have daytime highs in the 50s, overnight lows in the 30s. Christmas Day looks sunny. But the day after, we have showers moving back in. Right now, Reading Municipal Airport, 36 degrees. Downtown Reading, reading 39. Shasta Lake is just a little under 50 feet from the top of the dam. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
So, it is an outstanding business, Shasta Gas Propane. It just is. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. They're really great people. 365-3793. Yes.
So, Bob, it sounds like Santa's going to have clear but cold skies for his deliveries on Christmas
Day.
That
is the forecast at this time. Yeah. We could use a little more winter weather, to be honest. But, you know.
So, So
we get what we get.
So Bethel.
Yeah.
Is, besides $500,000 to the community partner, or, you know, the police partner, police,
right,
community police unit, $25,000 more for drones.
Right.
What do you think about drones?
They definitely have their place for law enforcement. I was talking to some people just yesterday, and there's been a number of articles out. That's going to be...
Force multiplier.
Actually, it is the future of law enforcement right now. Many larger agencies are using them, much like they use canines. They put them out in vehicles on patrol, and then if they have an incident, they deploy them, utilize them. They can be used on perimeter searches, SWAT operations.
Missing people.
You can use them in conjunction with a canine to assist in searching, being a little bit of overhead eyes for the officers as well. There was an incident in the Bay Area where two people snatched a purse from a woman, and they deployed a drone. They found them walking down the street, and, of course, they immediately ran from the incident, but then were walking nonchalantly like they were doing nothing, and the drone was following them. Then the officer was calling in their location to the ground units, the patrol units, and they swarmed in, picked them up, and arrested them. Worked out really well.
This is great.
It is.
You know, just like anything else, it could be misused. So there's got to be all those rules about flight paths. And because from what I understand, if you're walking past my my house and I've got a fence, you can't climb up and look over my fence. Is that right? If there's no reason, I mean, you're just walking by my house.
I can't climb up and over the fence, but if I'm in a location, say a public location, a sidewalk, and I can see over your fence, that's plain view.
That's plain view. But I mean, say my fence is it's 7 feet high.
Well, then it'd be in violation of the building ordinance.
Six feet high. Yeah. Six feet high is okay.
Yeah. But then I'd go find a officer that's 6'5" tall.
What I'm
or
getting
maybe,
at,
maybe stand, what stand on the bumper of my car.
Yeah. Well, that's enhanced. What I'm getting at is this, from what I understand, you don't have, you know, if you can't see something, an officer can't just look over there to see what he can find.
Generally not.
And this is what the question was. Well, if the drone flies over and sees something, what does that do for your right of privacy?
No difference than if the helicopter is flying overhead. There is already many rules and regulations regarding drones,
okay,
and the use of them and the reasonable expectation of privacy that has been defined within the Fourth Amendment.
Okay.
So there's classes for certification for peace officer standard and training for drones. They do some training on it.
Mm-hmm.
There are rules, especially if you're operating within the flight path of airports, which we have several here in the area, or a couple right now, Benton and Reading Muni.
Okay.
Right, Tom, how often when you call for mutual assist from CHPH-14, do you get the call back, "Sorry, we're sitting here working on it"?
It does happen on occasion, but they do have two helicopters here in the North State
now.
Okay. And two fixed wings. And so generally one of those is always available. We are very, very fortunate to have CHP Air Operations for the Northern Division based right here in Reading, and they are a great asset to the whole region. They've done rescues and search and rescue up in Siskiyou County, Trinity, Humboldt, right here in Shasta, so it's a big plus, but they're not available all the time, or maybe due to conditions, they can't go to a location like maybe up in the mountains, like Shingletown. Sometimes there's a low ceiling due to fog or weather, and a drone could still be utilized.
And your cost per hour is somewhat eye-watering with the
When you're talking a helicopter, the cost per hour for operations and maintenance is staggering.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinka. We're talking about drones since the city just got a $25,000 grant to buy two drones and the training and the and all the stuff they need to go along with it. And I think the city accepted that. So looks like we're going drone forward. I think first of all, it's a force multiplier. You know, people will say, "Oh, they're out there just searching around, looking at my 16-year-old daughter in the backyard." I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
You've got too much to lose on that one. Not saying that, you know, some things might happen, but already I see drones flying all over the neighborhood.
Correct. Yeah.
And that's kind of suspect, frankly. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bosniani Arms. All right. So you miss Christmas, but you might still be able to get one. Well, you can still get one for the new year. Get yourself a gun. Get yourself a firearm from Bastiani Arms. Start in their ninth year, just like we are. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Great customer service. John and Sarah are just wonderful people. Veterans get discounts. They have the same people been working there forever because they like working there. They like working with the people, their customers. Whether you're a novice or an expert shooter, you need to go there and talk to these people. See what they have. Let them match or beat the big box stores for stuff. Also, they have all the shooting accessories and concealed carry classes. All of that. Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Crossroads outside the window. First kiss under the mistletoe. Oh, 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 oh. Bells chiming inside a steeple. Open the doors to the people.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
That wasn't exactly what I expected on that one there, buddy. A rap Christmas song.
Not necessarily rap. It's got a little beat to it. All right.
Oh, okay. Got it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, downtown River City. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's December the 20th. It's getting close to Christmas. Are you feeling cheerful? Are you feeling upbeat? It's 39 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today, going up to 52. It's going to be beautiful during the weekend for Christmas. And then we're getting close into that new year where everything starts. Everything good starts. You know what? There is nothing bad about 2018. Did you know that? There's nothing bad about 2018. We're not there yet. And you got to have that thought that this is going to be great.
It's a clean slate.
That's right. You know what? I'm starting it out.
I'm ready for this.
I'm finishing up the year with Alliance Heating and Air coming in and giving us a doing our check on our heating systems and all that, and taking a look at all the filters, all those things that they do. They do twice a year for us to make sure everything's working. Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State because they are best in the North State. Over 25 years in the business, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. And we're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, who is running around here doing things. And and refuses to promise me the lever action Winchester that was confiscated.
You might know a dealer that could actually bid on the lot or the whole. Yeah,
that might be interesting.
Whole shooting match, no pun intended.
Okay. All right. What do we have to look forward to in 2018?
Well, we're still working on. Was just working on it yesterday and today. Again, is trying to expand some. More beds into the jail. That's going to require some action by the State Board of Community Corrections, which will be a little bit of a uphill tow, if you will, that for them to get to approve the beds within, we call it a pilot project, but we're going to have to have them do a little bit of waiver on some of the rules. And the BSCC is bit of a off to the left on their
the BSCC
is they're a bit liberal. There's a lot of liberal thinking people on.
What is
the BSCC is board of State Community Corrections.
Okay, got it.
So we're going to have to present to them and see.
There's no such thing as a bad boy.
They usually are, some of them are more interested in some of the other programs for rehabilitation. And much like our legislature, probably more interested in letting people out than putting people in.
That was Shannon Phillips coming in there and waving at us because she just came in and brought in a toy for our Toys for Tots.
Oh, wow.
And that kind of like pushed us over the top. Thank everybody. Thanks to everybody for coming in here and filling up our Toys for Tots box.
I saw that it was almost overflowing.
Well, she just pushed it over the top right there.
That is super.
Yeah, it is. You know what? It's the kind of talent we have. So,
you know, we were up, my wife and I and adult daughter, we were out for dinner the other night. And within,
I know we're all coughing.
Yeah,
or something. I don't know what the
credit.
Heck that's
Excuse
going
me.
On here.
But in the restaurant was a Christmas tree, and it had little tags on it from the Salvation Army. And on there, children put on there what they'd like for Christmas, the disadvantage. And most of them were, I'd like a warm blanket. And like a winter coat. There wasn't a lot of toys and stuff. They were very, very practical. And so we selected one of those, and then my daughter selected one, or had her daughter, my granddaughter, select one too, to help people that are a little down and out or a little less fortunate than we are.
Sure.
And so there's those trees that are around town. There's also the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which another friend of ours is very much involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And so... think about the others who may not be having as a merry Christmas as you are, and you can help them out just with something such as a warm coat or a blanket to help them.
You know, and you think about it, like we buy toys, and, you know, some of the plush toys that people are buying, these really huge tigers and lions and stuff.
And bears.
But something like those things mean a lot. But, you know, you're absolutely right. A jacket. A pair of shoes. Oh, my gosh, a pair of shoes. And those kids' feet grow.
Those were on there. And so there was certainly toys, and some asked for a doll.
Where was this at?
This was at Famous Dave's.
Famous Dave's.
At the north end of Hilltop.
Right. Like Famous Dave's.
And so watch for those, excuse me, watch for those trees, and you can help someone else and put a smile on their faces.
Do you just donate to that?
You can. What you do is you go out and buy the present.
Okay.
And then bring it back. And in that particular case, buy the present and bring it by the Salvation Army, unwrapped.
Okay.
And then they take care of it and get it to that child.
And, you know, that's something that it may cost you $10 or $15 or $20, $25, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You can't help but feel better.
Right.
You're
really making someone's Christmas there.
It's here. It's here in town, too. Wow. Okay, going back to beds. it would make us feel better if you get more beds in the jail.
Absolutely. We're working very hard.
You talk
hard
about a
that.
Christmas present, that would be.
Yeah.
How about this? Here's the biggest Christmas present. 300 beds in the jail.
I won't be able to squeeze in that many.
But, Santa comes and adds three more stories to the jail.
But if it actually works out, we could probably add about 60. But it doesn't solve the problem.
Doesn't solve the problem.
But it's better than a stick in the eye. It'll be a little bit. But
what do you think about the marijuana initiative that's going to be? It looks like 530, which is up on the city of Shasta Lake, which
right.
is in the county.
Right.
I would think they should be able to, and they're already selling a lot of stuff out there.
They're
going to be selling a lot
more. 530 was already a collective for medical marijuana,
right.
And then with the change in Prop 64,
they were just approved.
Were just approved, then they can sell recreational marijuana there. It'll still take probably a couple of years to see the tax revenues come in for that. City of Shasta Lake put a tax on recreational marijuana, and they're expecting, I think, over $400,000 over the next few years to come in. But it'll take a while for that business to build.
$400,000 in taxes.
Yes.
You know, it could be more than that, depending on what happens.
Could be.
I understand they've sold everything.
Could be, but then also City of Reading is looking at, or has approved, I don't know which, I think they're still looking at commercialization. And then that could be other competition. Their revenues may not come in at expected levels. There was an article in the Sacramento Bee that many of the marijuana collectives and marijuana businesses are underreporting their revenues. Shocking. because they deal in a cash business. And they can't go through banks.
Yeah, everything comes through this place, comes through a credit card or a check. I mean, these can be tracked. That's not fair.
Banks are federally controlled,
right.
And marijuana is still illegal federally. And that's why they can't use banks.
We just had a guy on today named Barry Rothbart, and he's been in the marijuana business for 6 years, being the kind of public relations consultant, all this. And he said that there isn't a business that he's been associated with that doesn't take Visa, you know, take credit or debit cards, and they write him checks. So he says, you're not going to get checks from Chase Manhattan, but if you've got like a local bank, and I'm not even going to mention it in the same breath with marijuana, but if you've got a local bank that doesn't do interstate or intrastate, it just stays all within California, would they be safe?
Don't know. That would
because it's still a federal regulation. They still have to go by federal regs, right?
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm not an attorney, but nor have I played one on TV, so that would require a legal opinion.
Nor have I slept at a Holiday Inn
last night.
Yeah, that's
right.
Could have been all that stuff. Okay, so we may soon or not.
The next BSCC meeting is in February, so that'd be on their agenda. And then we'll be doing it in phases for if we get approved for a pilot project, try and expand the housing units, rated bed space from about 32 to 40, but not exceed our rated capacity cap of 381. That'll allow us in certain housing units to have a few more people, but more importantly, it allows us the flexibility for classification of those inmates to put them in the right housing units based on their criminal history, gender, and a lot of other criteria.
Okay. All right.
So we're working on it.
We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, Shasta County Sheriff. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank here that does so many great things for its customers and for those who do business with Cornerstone Bank, which I guess would be customers. I'm just talking about locals walking in. You see the people you know. They want to work with you. They've got great customer service. The newest branch on California Street, 1845 California Street, right down the street south of Jack's. Great people down there. And if you haven't gone down and talked to them and seen what they can do for you, please, please go on down to Cornerstone Bank and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Is that great or what? We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Up on the housetop, reindeer toys, out comes good old Santa Claus. Down to the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones, Christmas joys.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Oh my gosh, December 20th. Next Monday, Christmas Day. You know, when we talk about Christmas, there's no lecture going on here, but something Thomas was talking about a little bit earlier about, it's a good time to go out and help people that maybe not as, not going to have as much for Christmas as you are. You know, I get these things from the Good News Rescue Mission.
Right.
For $2.25, you can feed somebody. So you give them $50, it feeds a lot of people. During
you know, I help chair, as honorary chair of one of the meals down at Good News Rescue Mission on Thanksgiving. When we were down there helping serve several hundred people just within an hour.
Uh-huh.
They do a lot of good work down there. And then early right around Thanksgiving, too, is Supervisor Les Baugh and I were helping out with Salvation Army bell ringing. And I see a lot of people.
Did you beat him?
Well, we were in it together, so we had a lot of people at Grocery Outlet down in Anderson. But I see a lot of people posting on Facebook, helping out with the bell ringing and helping the Salvation Army there.
Yeah. And they're looking for more bell ringers all the time.
Right. So that's another way they can help.
There you go. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business, a man's last stronghold kind of business. What, are you saying I need a haircut?
Yeah.
I just had one, like, last week.
Wow, your hair must be growing rapidly then.
Yeah, I didn't. I told him not to get it as close as it usually is. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, of course. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Great place. Okay, we're here, of course, with Sheriff Tom Basinko, who's making comments on my hair because I have hair.
That's right.
That's right. You know
well,
what?
I save a lot of shampoo that way, too, and haircuts.
Well, they'll probably charge you a hunting fee to find the hair.
Go in for a haircut. You hear the clicking of the scissors.
Didn't it just feel good?
And you hear some the clippers buzzing, but it's more about the conversation and the interaction there while you're in the chair.
There you go. What do you see with the? I mean, do you see things going to be with the? Even if you can get the 60 beds, that's one thing. But just Reading itself, we've got Shannon Phillips from Vice President of Operations from McConnell, really pumped up over what can be happening this year. Sheridan opening up, all these different things happening downtown, more businesses, all these things. Is 2018 going to be something that's going to kind of, you know, be, we're going to see a turnaround here?
I don't think so. For what we're seeing on the financial future for the state is not good. Its impact to the counties in regarding more fees or requirements for the counties to have that they're shifting.
They are?
Right.
More. And do you think they're going to think they'll readjust their CalPERS again?
That's going to be determined within the next week or so. We just had a very good friend of ours, a mutual friend with Carl and myself.
Lori Goyne. Hello, Lori Goyne. This is for the sheriff.
Her annual... lemon rum cakes, which are just great.
They are just, you know what?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Lori Goyne. Who, by the way, Lori was on the committee when they were talking about things that needed to be done in Reading. You don't know Lori, except she's just a cool member of our community.
Right.
Does so much for so many people, but you don't hear about her because she doesn't go out there and stand on the corner and say, look at me.
Now, this morning, she was up very early baking cakes and had a major breakdown. Her mixer broke down.
Is this right?
And so she had to call in her pit crew, which was her husband, and he was able to breathe life back into the mixer, get it going again, do a little pit stop, disassemble it, get something going. And she was off, and here's the cake delivered to many happy people.
My gosh. How did you know all that?
Hey.
You know everything.
I'm the sheriff.
Because there's a drone. There's a drone away. Lori, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. I have mine already.
Ooh. And, of course, I know it's delicious.
We haven't opened it up
yet.
Whoa. Not yet.
Well, I'm surprised.
You know what? We're just sitting there looking at it right
now.
Yeah. Because we know it's going to be great. Okay, let's go back again.
Right.
So, CalPERS, we go from something so sweet. Now we're going now we're going back into this thing where you're saying that they're going to be pulling more money away from the county. Already at a flat line.
Well, remember, too, when you say flat line, not the medical flat line, but
right.
It could be. The flatline means we're still losing. If we keep our budgets the same, we still have increases in gas, medical expenses,
gas.
PERS, which is a whole other issue. And so you have to cut that out of your budget for those increases, which means decreasing services and sometimes staffing, like the district attorney. She lost a prosecutor, some investigators, and some clerical staff, having to keep her budget flat. We lost about 25 positions. They were open positions, but we lost those. We can't fill those.
You can't fill them. They counted against your bottom line because it's kind of like a credit thing.
Right.
That if they're in there, you've got to count those because in case you hire somebody.
That's
so when
correct.
You lose
so
them, you take
have
all
the
that money
them.
Out. Okay.
So flat is losing. But PERS could come back this week or next and say
Is this the time of the year?
It's the time of the year. And if they lower the discount rate to counties, discount what they get PERS for, meaning that's going to be an increased cost for the counties. Last year, it was about a $5 million cost for the county when they adjusted their rate, the PERS adjusted their rate. They adjusted again, that could be additional cost to the counties. So the revenues are not...
I know. And the city of Reading is... Even with all these things that people are excited about and doing this, CalPERS could just turn around and drop it. And so all the money you're going to make, you know, you can start paying things and getting more cops in here. They just siphon it off.
And then on top of that, there's lawsuits out there, you know, and this pilot program could kill Reading.
Right.
We have to turn around and everybody have to vote to, you know, say it's okay. But there'd be a time in there that.
So I mentioned gas tax. We all pay, the county, even for all of our cars, we pay the gas tax too. So that's an impact to our budget when we're having to pay those increased taxes as well. So that can be another impact. And our officers, our deputies put on many hundreds of miles a day on each vehicle. Carl's doing a little bit of adjustment on his microphone there, so if you hear that little scratchy sound. But
spit all over.
The impacts to our budget continue to happen. So if we could build a jail today, remember we had a plan.
It was like 4 years ago, right? 5 years ago.
About 232-bed additional tower for the jail. That was about, at that time, about $35 million total.
Plus $6 million a year to run
six
it.
Plus a year to run it.
And that's why it was turned down.
Because we didn't have the money to run it. If you were to build that same jail today, and remember, it'd take 3 to 5 years to get it all done.
Right.
That would be approximately $72 million. The price is doubled with price increases and lack of availability
of wage.
Yeah. Lack of availability of the contractors can build those types of facilities. So that because they're building them in other places, so that price is going up. And, of course, labor has gone up, too, for the cost of running the facility, medical costs. So that same one, we're looking at building the 64-bed facility, which was approximately $22-plus million. That would probably also be doubled today, somewhere around $45 million.
What about federal grants to help us out?
No, there's no federal grants there on the housing. And then, of course, the legislature, they did have a number of financing opportunities for jail beds. Those have gone away, and this legislature especially is more interested.
Why did they go away? Did we apply for those?
We applied for two of those, AB 900 Phase 1, which we were not successful on. Phase 2 we were successful on, but the board turned it down. And then SB 1022, which is a 64-bed facility, we received the funding and turned it down. And then there was another one after that, Assembly Bill, I think it was Assembly Bill 863 or Senate Bill 863, for other jail facilities, and then that one said in it, hey, if you've received an award or received an award and turned it down, that strikes against you. And we'd done
the kiss of death.
Yes.
Okay. And we had done that.
So the California has invested well over $1 billion into wanting to add jail beds, and this legislature since AB 109 has been more interested in releasing people from prison.
Was that billion still there, or they used it for other things?
Most of the time, it goes to other, like when you turn it down, it goes to the next person in line.
So they are still using it?
Yes. So, okay. But there's still, many agencies have turned it down also. Santa Barbara had a jail complex that the Board of Supervisors turned down because it couldn't afford to operate it.
Well, everybody's running into that.
Yes. And so those are the dilemmas. The operational cost is very expensive.
I have an idea for you.
Okay. Don't say a tent city.
No. No, you know, but, well, you could call them. You know what? You're building a tent city for the homeless and the transients. You know, just the fact you've been, you know, they were arrested first before you put them in there. You know, get them off the street, make sure they don't get hepatitis and all that while you're holding them there in a nice, warm, safe, secure facility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, we'll go past that one. Walmart's losing $3 million a year. Shoplifting. You know, we've talked about
that's
this.
That's just why don't here.
You, I know, just here. No, it's just our Walmart here. It's not the big Walmart.
But if you added that up California-wide, that'd probably be billions.
I know, but this is my idea. Why don't you go down there and offer a couple of sheriffs out there patrolling their parking lot, stopping these people, and charge them $1 million? That way, they're losing three. They pay you $1 million, and they save $2 million. You get $1 million for the county.
That's what you're reading,
you know, hire your guys out. It's hired guns. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the thing is they're there and they're patrolling. You can put them anywhere on patrol.
And you're seeing more and more businesses having that. You're seeing
North State Security.
North State Security.
Kicking butt out there.
Has an officer at Costco. And I've seen them at other places, too, patrolling within the
parking lots to better serve their customers for security.
Well,
and
makes people feel better.
And at the front door as well.
Yeah. Well, they're there in case something happens. And that's why they're there.
Right.
We like North State Security. Just, you know, besides the fact that they advertise with us, we've liked them a long time. These are the kind of guys. And, I mean, hell, you used you started off there.
When I was in
just
college.
A, just
I worked,
a pup.
Worked there, yes.
Yeah.
Now, in, we're also seeing many of the state laws that have impacts to counties, they don't fund. The state does not fund, even though it's a, we call it an unfunded mandate. So they mandate something. It's going to cost the county or the city something, but the state doesn't supply the funding for it. And there's plenty of unfunded mandates that get hit with cities and counties. Those are impacts to our budget as well.
Yeah, because you have to do it. Right.
Property values are starting to come back up a little, but still slow, especially here in the North State.
It's not 6% yet.
Last night we went to the Movies 8, the Cheap Seat Theater, and there was a security guy in the lobby. We've come to that point.
We've come to that point. Mm-hmm. You know, at least you're not having to go through metal detectors. I mean, it's places that Bob can't go to. Okay, it's a quarter till right now, quarter to the hour, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Start off the 2018 the right way on January the 2nd. Have your little plump body right down there and get yourself set up for a workout session. Are you guys that are studs out there with 2% body fat? Let's just keep moving. Wellgate Sports Club, the only indoor saltwater pool. We met one of the instructors the other night, and she is just absolutely, I mean, she is ready. She can, you don't have to beat up your body on the track. She'll get you in there. She'll beat your body up in the swimming pool. Boheme Spa, they have it all at Wellgate Sports Club. Rich Novelli, just give him a call at 768-1205, or just stop in there and just say Carl Linda sent you. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basenko. Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit, and that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Are you a trivia geek?
Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the last 20th of December in 2017. Well, I don't want to be maudlin about it. What's the weather look like there, big guy?
Looks like it'll be sunny skies all the way through Christmas Day, and then a possibility of showers. We'll see daytime highs right around the 60-degree mark, and overnight lows in the upper 30s, low 40s. And this is, Shasta Lake is now at 49 feet from the top of the dam. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that takes care of its people, and it takes care of veterans and seniors. It gives them breaks on the cost. It gives them discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. We have somebody on the line, but let's just go to him first because we still got a few minutes. Howard, good morning. Do you have a question for the sheriff?
No, I don't. I have a statement.
Oh, okay.
First of all, I want to thank you, Carl, for your program and what you do from 7 to 9. It is truly a blessing to the people in Shasta County and those that can listen elsewhere. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
For Sheriff Tom Basinko, there's so much that happens in the life of a sheriff and a deputy sheriff that is on the negative that sometimes it is important for us as citizens to say thank you very much for what you do for us. And God bless you, and may you have a wonderful Christmas, both of you.
Well,
that's my statement.
Well, Howard, thank you very much. That really warms my heart. We do have some very dedicated men and women in the sheriff's office that are out there working 365 days a year and on holidays and are away from their families. And if you see one, it could be a police officer or a deputy sheriff. If you see them, reach out and say, hey, thank you for what you do. We appreciate it. That can really make someone's day when they're out and about. Yeah. Thank you so much, Howard. And you have a Merry Christmas as well.
Yeah, Howard. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you so much for that.
And we just thank you both, and God bless you all.
Thank you. God bless you. Okay, I gotta ask this since we just said, sanctuary. What does the county, what did the board of supervisors say?
Well, it did go back before the board recently.
Yeah,
that was also brought up by Supervisor Bobbitt. They took no action because with sanctuary under Senate Bill 54 being law, we all still have to comply with the law. You can make a resolution. You can send a letter that says, hey, we don't agree with it. We don't like it. But we still have to comply with it by law. And even the counties that said, hey, we're not a sanctuary county or we're not a sanctuary city, they still have to follow and abide by the law.
Okay, so it'd be no skin off their nose if they went back and said, hey, you guys are totally screwed up by doing this, and we're going to obey your stupid law, but we think you're a bunch of asses.
You could send a letter like that, or you can make it more diplomatic and say,
nasty telegram to follow.
We do not agree with it. We don't like it. We want it changed. And you can send that off to our legislators. You can send it to the governor. Bottom line, though.
Why don't they just say that, then?
They did in a roundabout way. They did say that at the board.
What's wrong with a direct way? You know, it may be the law, but how can the state, I know you've heard this a million times, but how can the state pass a law that goes against the federal law, and then we get caught having to, we're disobeying a federal law by obeying a state law? I mean, is this going to go to court someplace?
It currently is in courts because we could lose federal funding in some avenues, both for law enforcement.
Sure.
And for other avenues, because the feds are wanting us to sign agreements that say, hey, we're going to comply and communicate with federal partners and authorities. And if you can't sign that, or the lawyers can't sign it, then we lose the funding.
Well,
and that's not good for a lot.
And how much money is that?
Well, for the county, it gets into tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially. Statewide, probably into the hundreds of millions of dollars. You'll see that occurring. There's several lawsuits now.
Let me tell you something. If I was President Trump or I was Sessions, you know what? I'd lean right in there and say, you don't want to play the game with us, and fine, we're just going to pull that. We're just going to pull these federal funds. And then, you know,
kind of
tell us
happening.
How you like that. Okay, and then now we're going to come down and we're going to raid every place we can.
Now, under the law, and there's some federal law, that federal funding is the law. And through the president, he just can't sign an executive order that says, no, because they'd have to change the law. The executive order can't change the law, and the executive order is not law.
You can't just say no, huh?
Okay. Correct.
Got it.
So they could change that law. However, it's not good. There are a number of lawsuits nationwide. There's several in California that are challenging the loss of funds. Right now there's an injunction that is holding off on that and until it's heard on whether or not they can withhold federal funds. So right now we're still receiving them. We'll see what happens in the court cases. There are about two or three in the Bay Area, and there's one in Chicago.
Well,
and we'll see how those turn out.
Okay, what positive things we got coming in 2018, buddy?
Positive things. We're still hiring deputy sheriffs. We're sending a couple of deputy sheriffs off the academy that's starting in January, and then they'll graduate in July. We'll be sending another one.
Do they have to sign a contract that says, hey, we're going to stay with you for at least 2 years?
No.
So after
basically, some of those contracts are not, depending on how they're worded, not worth the paper they're written on. There are some things that we can recover cost if they leave, like cost of bullets. So they have to expend about 1,000 rounds of ammo in the academy, and the cost of some uniforms. But for the cost of the academy, no, we can't recover that.
That's too bad, you know. Because I tell you what, you go to the Naval Academy and you quit there. You end up having to, well, first of all, you go in.
Well,
you go in as an enlisted guy.
Yeah, you're property of the U.S. government.
Yeah,
too.
And you can. Yeah, well, that's true because you've enlisted already. Okay. Well,
but
so we're hiring a couple more,
and we're trying to get people hired for the jail. So if you know somebody looking for a job, we did an interview of a young man who's returning here to Shasta County. He was in the state of Washington, involved in corrections up there, and wanting to be back a little bit closer to home and with his parents who are starting to get up in the years. And so we're looking at seeing if he can come on board, doing everything we can. We do have a lot of challenges, but we're still very dedicated, very committed to our citizens that we provide the services for and trying to work through these difficult times.
The Shingletown thing, y'all were involved in that one, I assume.
Which one?
The one where the man assaulted domestic violence and then hid downstairs
that,
where the marijuana was?
That was actually, even though she was found in the county, that was a City of Reading case because it originated in the City of Reading where she was assaulted and kidnapped and then dumped.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, she was dumped in the
Shingletown.
In the Shingletown, past Shingletown. It was up near Eskimo Hill near the snowmobile park. Very, very lucky, fortunate young lady.
Yeah.
I think the Lord was looking after her, and she was able to get into the hollow of a tree, even though it was below freezing temperatures. And she survived and was found by someone out.
No, this is the one I'm talking about just a couple of days ago. Was the up in Shingletown.
Oh, the domestic violence
one.
There was one. I was thinking as you were talking about the
kidnapping.
Yeah,
but what happened to her? I mean, she's okay, though, right?
She's okay. And then the person has been arrested, and then they're going to be prosecuting that person.
Right.
But there was a domestic violence case near Shingletown.
Yeah.
Our officers responded up there, used a dog, and got that person into custody.
Which dog is that? Is that Dozer?
That is an RPD dog.
Okay.
Our dog that got this guy was a Thor.
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 And why is it that every time you arrest somebody with a police dog, they have to be taken to the hospital?
They usually have quote-unquote contact marks because the dogs obviously don't have hands, and so the way they apprehend somebody is to grab a hold of them, bite them, and so they have bite marks on them, and they have a very high...
And if they try to kick the dog...
Ooh, the dog gets a little bit upset about that.
Well, the dog gets upset, but then they can then be also charged with assault on a police officer.
On the dog, if they cause injury to it. Yeah, that's a separate penal code section. Well, it's been a pleasure. I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'll see you in January on the radio.
It's going to be a great year. It's going to be a great year.
Be positive, yes.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry
Christmas. You know what? The county, as you know, truly, truly appreciates you.
Well, thank you very much, Carl. And have a Merry Christmas as well.
You bet. All right, everybody. Trish isn't going to be here tomorrow, but we're going to have a great day. We got a lot of stuff going on. Have a great day.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Bone-chilling cold is bringing in the new year for much of middle America. The low temperatures breaking records and icing some New Year's celebrations. At least two deaths also attributed to the exposure. The National Weather Service issuing a wind chill advisory for a vast area all the way from South Texas to Canada and from Montana to New England. The brutal weather was most extreme in 8 Midwestern states. And in Omaha, Nebraska, a new record that had stood since 1884 for a low temperature.